Drake makes Billboard Hot 100 history. Several of your favorite artists showed up and showed out at the Met Gala, except Nicki Minaj, who hit Twitter to explain why. Plus, at the MTV VMAs, Ozuna revealed he's got one major collab on the way. This is Billboard News Now for Tuesday, September 14th.
Okay, all right, that's fine. Okay, okay. I'm feeling too sexy to accept requests.
Drake boasts one of the most dominant weeks in the 63-year history of the Billboard Hot 100, as he becomes the first artist ever to claim as many as 9 of the top 10 positions. The superstar also monopolizes the entire top 5, a feat previously achieved only by the Beatles for a week in 1964. Way Too Sexy, featuring Future and Young Thug, leads the way, launching at number 1.
Oh, you like the boy? Well, tell me what you like about him.
At number 2 is Girls Want Girls, featuring Lil Baby.
Girls want girls, where I'm from. Yeah, yeah, where we both from.
Number 3, Fair Trade, featuring Travis Scott.
But honestly, that sound like a fair trade to me if I ever.
Number 4, Champagne Poetry.
Windows of opportunity, let me go through the doors.
And rounding out the top 5 is Knife Talk, featuring 21 Savage and Project Pat.
U.S. Open had it on a set of tennis game.
In total, Drake debuts 21 songs on the chart, all from his new Billboard 200 number 1 album, Certified Lover Boy, which makes CLB the first album ever to generate as many as 9 top 10 Hot 100 hits. The 2021 MTV Video Music Awards were Sunday, September 12th, and Ozuna hit the stage to debut his new single, La Funka. But before then, speaking to MTV News on the red carpet, the Puerto Rican star teased his next star-studded single.
DSNA, Megan Thee Stallion, Blackpink, and Ozuna. It's coming up next.
As fans know, Ozuna linked with DJ Snake for his 2018 hit Taki Taki, featuring Selena Gomez and Cardi B. So whatever's headed our way, woo! And on that note, we have to recap the jaw-dropping looks that graced the 2021 Vogue Met Gala red carpet on Monday night. Let's kick things off with Billie Eilish, who served up old Hollywood glam with a low-cut blush pink tulle Oscar de la Renta gown. Next, Lil Nas X delivered 3 separate Versace looks, a golden velvet robe revealing a golden armor suit underneath, followed by a gold-embellished bodysuit showing off that figure, honey. Meanwhile, Megan Thee Stallion channeled Marilyn Monroe, aka Megan Monroe, in a bedazzled Coach ball gown with a ruffled hem. Frank Ocean rocked Prada and brought a green robotic baby along. And Olivia Rodrigo continued her punk rock aesthetic with a sheer black lace bodysuit by Yves Saint Laurent. But it was Rihanna who was the belle of the Met Ball. The superstar showed up last, donning a black Balenciaga overcoat and matching hat, joined by her man A$AP Rocky, who paid homage to the theme in America, wrapped up in a classic quilt. And for those wondering why Nicki Minaj hasn't stepped out as of late, the rapper took to Twitter writing, "They want you to get vaccinated for the Met. If I get vaccinated, it won't be for the Met. It'll be once I feel I've done enough research. I'm working on that now. In the meantime, my loves, be safe." Nicki followed up by explaining that while she's personally holding off, she supports people choosing to get vaxxed to work, tweeting, "They have to feed their families. I'm sure I'll be vaccinated as well, because I have to go on tour." For more on these stories, head to billboard.com. And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast. For Billboard News Now, I'm Jordan Rowling.